and some of them they don't understand, and some of them have probably have commented to you of certain things and equipment that you know that you need to share the gospel globally. A lot of our trustees who I feel that they just not they need to be more educated as to why about our technology of today. And I believe our trouble and I say the glitch in the system happened when something that we could not see 4 years ago shut the whole world down.
One of the best, one of the most watched clips in preaching and sermon, especially in the African-American diaspora. Man, it's Brother Rollins. Y'all salute. Man, we're going to clap for Brother Rollins. Y'all salute for Brother Rollins.
Hey.
He feel better now. Brother, we've already been podcasting. We've already been doing our thing. How are you feeling today? Tell the people how you feeling, man.
I'm feeling real good, man. Feeling real good.
Good. Now, we've been having conversations.
Thank you, Brother.
Yes, sir. We've been having conversations about, we want to hear about churches' stories. And you were closing out one of our podcasts that we're going to have coming up on the social media channel, coming up real soon. You were closing that out. And then you start talking about the content that the churches are more interested in, or church members are more interested in. Man, would you go ahead and tell the people of God what our church members are more interested in as it relates to story brands and content, please?
Well, again, thank you, Brother DK, for welcoming me onto your platform and to share with you, man, as we do our best to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, number one.
Yeah.
So that we get more family members into the family of God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Out of 17, going on 18 years of online evangelism ministry, this is what I'm noticing now in the body of Christ. There are two things that people are watching when it comes to just online content, as we say within the church world. Number two, how can I say it this way? I'm gonna put them all together, Brother DK.
All right.
It's something about church scandals and church gossip that bring folks to the computer, their mobile devices, or hearing their true stories of what really happened before, you know, certain situations. Those are things that people are watching now. And we have everybody online reviewing it, talking about it. And also, what we're also seeing within church content, people taking their phone, and where, you know, pastors being disrespected, members being disrespectful. And we're just locked in and glued into that. Those are things that people are watching now, you know, and it's sad to say that, you know, now with social media, I mean, you know, those videos can go viral in seconds, and they have. They've gone to the news stations. We've seen pastors get put out of churches because there was a disagreement between pastors and members. But those are the things that people are watching now, you know, versus years ago, and even still now. Other things that people are watching are praise breaks and the sermon closing.
Yeah, man.
I say all three or four of those, literally.
Sermon closing, and let's be specific. I think it applies to a myriad of church experiences. Sermon closings, church scandals, storyline, story brands. And if something dramatic is happening in the church experience, we want to share those things. So what that tells me, brother, and correct me if I'm wrong, because your experience lives longer than mine. What that tells me is people are invested in the stories of other people. And they want to hear those stories. And what they really want to hear is authentic stories. And the authentic stories is what's going to keep capture and help them share that somewhere else. Now, imagine, brother, we took that authentic story and we wrapped it in the gospel and then we shared that to the masses. Do you think we would still experience that same virality that we once experienced before?
I believe we could. It's just, you know, you always heard that statement, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. Because me as a media professional, editing can make and break you.
Absolutely.
Think about it. People don't know that, hey, look, when you were interviewing behind the scenes, you got raw footage. And you or me or anybody, we can take one little piece and it could be used to uplift, or it could be used to be criticized, or it could be used to destroy. It could be used to have the critical conversation. You know, I hate to say it, but we have a preacher here in the United States that is very vocal about a lot of things.
Yes.
And that's all we hear. That's that. We've already gotten a definition of when we see him, he's going to address something about that's controversial and some things that are not lining up with the word of God.
Yeah.
But we never heard this preacher really. But I will say this. We've heard this minister preach biblical. I mean, there are biblical sermons that he has preached. But now the fanfare for him is we know he's going to talk about controversy. Mm. It's not going to be controversy. And that's all we see. And we see him preach a sermon from the Bible or preach a biblical sermon. It's kind of like, that's not what we used to. Just think about some of our gospel singers that are pastors.
Yeah.
Case in point, I remember Marvin Sapp. I went to go hear him preach one afternoon. The first thing he did when he got up on the microphone, he said, I already know. Because he knew in our minds, we were ready for him to sing some of his gospel songs.
Of course. Of course.
I wanted to hear him preach.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, it's a fight. Okay, look, I was a gospel singer. Yeah, I know I can sing to the glory of God. And God has called me to minister and pastor. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm trying to make sure that they're trying to make sure, hey, look, you know, don't focus just on the music ministry, but let's hear the word.
Yeah.
And Bishop Sapp made it known. He was like, look, I already know what y'all, what's going to happen. He said, all right, I'm going to stand right here. Y'all pull your phones out. I'm going to do my little pose. And all right, now it's time to hear the word.
No doubt. Yeah. All right, cool. We here. You bring up something very interesting. And that is with people like, what you bring up is, hey, if a person is standing up to preach the gospel, let them preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. If they just so happen to be able to sing, to God be the glory. But we are here to hear the word of God. And Brother Rollins, me interviewing today, you have reignited my passion more than anything for those who are doing this ministry. And that we are presenting Christ first. Mm-hmm. And if a speaker comes up second and delivers well, then we can deliver that second, right? Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that. And for those of y'all who are not familiar with Brother Rollins' work, I'm going to need y'all to go take a field trip right over to the U in the Tubes. Pull that up, and you're going to see some of the clips that he is executed upon before there was AI, before there was all these editing tools. He was already uploading these types of stuff to YouTube for our consumption. Mm-hmm. And I think that cannot be overlooked, because you were doing it before we had it easy. Mm-hmm. You were doing it when it was hard and it was arduous and it was just a lot of work. And for that, brother, we salute you. I want to make sure that I use my platform to salute those like yourself who have kind of paved the way for people like me who can come up and say, all right, cool, I see what Brother Rollins is doing. Let me keep it focused on the gospel. So let me ask you this, Brother Rollins. When you are editing clips of preachers, what are you looking for?
What I'm looking for is, number one, and when I do speak with the preacher, whether it be on phone or meeting with them in person, you know, I'm asking them questions. Okay, what was the inspiration behind this sermon? Number one, what is it that you're looking for? And I put it flat out on the table right before them. Are you looking for people to come to Christ? Looking for some engagements? Are you looking for acceptance? I mean, my focus is, like I shared with you earlier, an hour ago, I'm looking to encourage somebody that needs to be encouraged that's watching in wee hours of the night. I'm thinking about that brother, that sister. Even within my audience, the elderly people, I'm talking about 65 plus that we think that don't know how to operate and use social media, a mobile device. Oh, they're watching.
Yeah.
And they will put their age in the comments, let you know, hey, look, this takes me back to my roots growing up at the Mount Zion Baptist Church or the Greater Hope Pentecostal Church from back in the day, you know, and some that I've gotten comments from people that were in nursing homes. And unfortunately, one of the people that I remember that was in the comment section, you know, it was his home church that he grew up in, and he was getting ready to make his transition out of this world. And for him to get to receive a comment like that, I said, you know, that's what I do it for, because you just don't know where people are in the walks of their life. Mm-hmm. When they scroll and look for you know, encouragement, a social media influencer told me this, and he even showed me the video where he expounded upon this. He said, you know, you have to make a decision as a content creator. Are you here to entertain or are you here to encourage?
Come on, man.
you have to make that choice. And you know, there's an audience that serves entertainment, you know, of all walks of life. There's an audience for education. There's an audience for inspiration, encouragement. But also there's an audience for
food. Shenanigans.
You know, and even within the church world, as we talked about earlier, about what I believe, what church people are looking at now that gets tons on top of tons of views. And I've dealt with a situation where I'm like, okay, I'm dealing with low views. I'm like, okay, this is what people really want to look at and listen to. But I'm like, you know, but Lord, I want to sleep well at night because I want to be a part of that gossiping crowd or the sharing stuff about scandals and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not, and we all gonna have to be held accountable for our life in Christ and our behavior. Unfortunately, it happens in churches, red, yellow, black, and white.
Yep.
And it's to me, it breaks my heart sometimes. I'm like, man, you know, like, man, I don't want to watch all this stuff about, and even what's trending. People ask me, hey, do you watch this clip? I said, no. what I want to just expound upon, DK, is this. There was a time where, you know, I shared a lot of those sermon closing, and some of the ministers and pastors that secured business with me, that's all they wanted to share. I'm like, okay, well, listen, you know, think about this. This is your first time going online.
Come on.
See, we know you in person from what we have heard you preach, male or female. But I said, you don't want to be defined by you could just close out a sermon. And that's what people are stuck on. Online.
Come on, sir.
He, she closed out. That's all we know. And one minister who remained anonymous, he said, hey, look, I don't like YouTube because someone posted a sermon close of him and people in the comment section saying things, and his boys were ready to go shut him down, you know, as his friends. And I got to give a shout out to one of my a little brother to me that I've known since he started preaching in Decatur, Georgia. And y'all know who it is, Wrestling Sharp. He has told the story online, and he said, you know, when I first started preaching, you know, Brother Rollins asked if I could, you know, share a sermon online. He said, no, man, I don't want to be out there. They mean out there. And I told him, I said, Reginald, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And I'm not going to say nothing. Well, he told me I didn't take care of it. but I'll tell you this, though. Look where God brought him to.
Absolutely.
To the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago, Illinois, where the Reverend Dr. Clay Evans, one of my favorite preachers of all time, founded and pastored that church. The only preacher that loved and welcomed and accepted Martin Luther King Jr. To preach church while other ministers there in Chicago said no in the town.
That's right.
He was the only one that supported him.
Talk about it.
And just to see how God just brought that young man to one of the greatest churches in the world. Mm. And I'm not saying through color, but to me, Fellowship is the number one church you're talking about as far as just ministry to the community. I'm going to get in trouble within this. The greatest church mass choir ever.
Oh. And they
still sing to this day. Let me tell you something. They don't even have
choir. Oh, we going up out there. We going up now.
They still can sing with the power of God, and they ain't got no praise team mic people singing over them.
What?
I'm talking about those elders are still singing with the power of God. Mm. And I'm going into a whole different thing.
Okay. But I'm not mad.
But there have been times within the videos that I've created, and I've had to let the ministers know and say, listen, are you okay with people sharing their feedback? But I do on my channel now. If someone is saying something negative, or if I feel like it's in between, I would not approve that comment.
Right.
And just out of respect. But people have the right to share what they feel. And then, you know, we have to understand too, you know, there are people of all walks of life. Everybody is not, some people are positive about the church. Some people are not positive about the church. And, you know, and people will get out there, they will say negative things about preachers. You know, I've dealt with people with jealousies, even toward for what God's called me to do through this medium as a whole, as itself. And it's tough. But I've always, you know, me and Pastor Chuck, we still laugh back to this day. He said, yeah, you know, I don't want to be out there though, but man, when I tell you, and there's a story within that too, DK.
Yeah.
To me, beyond Reginald's pastor, who was my pastor at the time, brief season, E. Dewitt Smith, it got so overwhelming with Pastor Sharp at the time. Mm. I said, I'm going to need some help. A dear friend of mine, her name is Tori Durham. She was an executive assistant secretary at Travis Rest at the time. And me, myself, and Tori, we were Reginald's virtual staff. So I took care of the media stuff. She took care of all the correspondence through executive work, secretary work, with communicating with the churches, because the engagements were coming in like crazy. And I said, I need to just, that's not my lane at all. Yeah. And I remember Reginald's mother, very dear to my heart, Faye Sharp, she called me. She said, hey, Rollins, we need to get a website together and stuff for my son and stuff. And I don't know what to do. And I said, well, listen, can we meet, you know, and get this good. Look, a cheap $10, $15 Vistaprint website.
That's all we need right now. That's all we need.
I was able to get in there and set up some things and get do a contact form because you know how our church folk is. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll inbox us mm-hmm. about how much this costs and mm-hmm. how can I get, you know, and I even got, it got overwhelmed for me. I said, listen, I'm going to send you the website. Go there, fill out the information, and then, you know, just wait for a response back. That's all I can tell you. I can't guarantee you, hey, look, you know, I'm going to get this preacher to your church or get them over. And then, you know, I say, you guys going to have to discuss that amongst yourselves collectively on, you know, the transportation side, the business side. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah. But I do remember just, you know, when YouTube was totally different in 2007, it was just so many messages and of great expressions. And but I said, I'm really happy for Pastor Sharp and what he's doing there. Fellowship, church, all three services are jam packed to capacity. And I'm just excited about what God is continuing to do through him and his lovely wife, Brianna. And I'm going to be honest with you. I got to give a shout out to Fellowship. I don't believe I have not met a stranger there. They have welcomed me with so much love. Mm-hmm. I mean, from 2005 on till now. So I'm going on almost 20 years of people that have just been very embracing and they are a lovely and friendly church. So Fellowship, absolutely. I love you guys. Go ahead, DK, with the next question.
Say goodbye to clunky tools. With DonorBox Ministry Matters, raising funds becomes seamless and efficient. Picture this, easy-to-use donation forms integrated seamlessly with your website, and powerful analytics to track your progress. It's more than just fundraising. DonorBox Ministry Matters fosters connections and community, inspiring lifelong support for your cause. Ready to grow your church giving? Visit DonorBox.org to discover how DonorBox Ministry Matters can elevate your ministry's impact today.
Yeah, salute. Thank y'all so much for coming in. I am DK Hammonds, a digital theologian, and I have, to me, one of the goats in the business of sermon clips, of storytelling in terms of Black African-American preaching. He is right here. And most of us, if not all of us in preaching, have probably visited his clips. I know some of y'all are trifling, and you've been taking his clips and putting it on your page. That's not cool. Y'all know where the clips came from. It came from this man right next to me.
Let me put the cross up there.
This man right next to me is probably where that clip came from. That's right. And I think it's important for us to give honor where honor is due. Brother Rollins has been doing, to me, digital discipleship ministry and evangelistic work before it was actually a title given to it. And he was making impact in my life as well as others' lives through these sermon clips. I don't know how many people have been impacted. I don't even know how many people have probably gone to Pastor Black's church or E. Dewey Smith's church or Randall Sharp's church as a result of those clips. But now we have them, and now we have a blueprint to kind of follow when we want to encourage people. So, Brother Rollins, let's get in some more trouble. We've been getting in trouble all day. What are some things that people in our brand of business, I've asked this before, I want you to be blatantly honest this time, they need to improve upon when it comes to their live stream as well as their video cut edits and reels?
When it comes to live streaming, I'm going to direct that to I'm going to direct to the African-American church. I'm speaking to pastors. I'm speaking to that pastor that's having a struggle with the trustees of the church. And some of them, they don't understand. And some of them have probably commented to you of certain things and equipment that you know that you need to share the gospel globally. A lot of our trustees, who I feel that they just not, they need to be more educated as to why about our technology of today. And I believe our trouble And I say the glitch in the system happened when something that we could not see 4 years ago shut the whole world down.
Yeah.
And I'm not, let me just be honest with you. When it comes to trustees, elders of the church, or just anybody in general that don't understand the seriousness of technology, I've dealt with my own parents where I've had to really sit down and show them how to, you know, operate certain things so they won't be left behind. Some elders will tell you, you know, they'll go straight to the bank and deposit a check when you can just take a picture and deposit at your house and then throw the check away into the garbage. So you can save some gas. My encouragement for all churches and more for African American churches, please take this serious in getting the right media equipment so that we could be able to minister to more people out there into the world. And I'll tell you something, if you get the right equipment and not gripe and grouch and frown about the cost of it, think about that. It could be one soul right there in your county or in your neighborhood that will come to church and give their life to Christ. Because that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
And also, when you get that right equipment, churches, you got to use it, not just for Sunday morning, and that's it. Just like I remember back on our old church bulletins, at the top, enter into worship. Yep. At the end, at the bottom, depart to serve. So it let us know, look, you know, you're departing from this physical building that we call sanctuary, or the auditorium we call sanctuary, but it's going to be your job to minister to people, not just on Sunday morning, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, man.
You know, as they say, take it to the streets of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and making sure that they have a relationship with him. If you believe in him, you're serving him and living for him. But definitely, and please take it seriously to invest in getting the right media equipment.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to go to church conferences. I'm more interested in going to media conferences more than going to the other conferences. You know, our annual denominational congregations. Conferences. Because more so our denominational conventions, you know, it's just a hangout most of the time.
That's a good place to go. I'm a go viral here when I say this.
Okay. I got a statement after yours.
Okay, brother. So when I go to some of the conferences that I've been afforded to go to, for the people like Brother Rollins and myself, there's absolutely zero for us to engage in. Mm-hmm. And when we come in, yes, we're going to get some good preaching. We're going to understand that. But can you help us with tools and tips and tricks of the trade that will help us become better clinicians, better students, and serve in an excellent manner in our churches? And so my challenge to those conferences, and I've been saying this for a couple of weeks, bring the smart people back to the room so that you can have these types of conversations and your people can go back well-equipped to do the work of the ministry. Go ahead, Brother Rob.
You know, I had a situation where I remember going to when I lived in Atlanta, and I went to a church growth conference in Alpharetta, Georgia, of a Caucasian following. The pastor was Andy Stanley. And multiple church locations. I found out later that he was the son of the world-renowned Dr. Charles Stanley. I was like, wow, I've heard of his father, but I never heard of him. But Andy Stanley has a large following of people, church members and unchurched people coming to his locations there in metropolitan Atlanta, and packed to capacity, seriously. And he has a conference called the Drive Conference, a church growth conference for media, children's ministry, pastors, ministers. And that, this is around 2008, 2009. And it was 2009. And I was working on, I was working with the church at that time, and said, I mean, honestly, truthfully, we were the only African-American people within this large conference of gathering of people. I mean, there were people from South Africa, Ireland that came to this conference, everywhere. And I'm looking around. I got a funny story to tell you that parallel to that. We were the only ones there. When I was a young man, my mom and my dad would take us to a lot of political rallies and stuff and campaigns. And we were the only African-American people that were there. By about 8 or 9 years old, I started counting all of us in the room. And I shouted out six. My brother said, six what? I said, it's only six African-American people here, including you, me, and mom, and Deacon Bishop. And, you know, they looked around, you know, we were trying to laugh it off and stuff, though, but that, again, but anyway, my concern is this. We were excited at this conference. We were just pumped and ready to go. But then reality hit as we left the conference. How will our culture be accepting to what they do over here? Mm. Meaning, like I told you before earlier, myself, our media ministry team members, my mentors were the media directors, myself, because at the time I was working on staff as the, I was the, what did they call me? They called me the website media specialist. So keeping up the website updated, but also I was the person sending out all those CD and DVD orders. Mm. And I tell you, the DVD orders were in the I'm talking about leaving the church with almost 100 packages.
That's crazy, man.
And making people in the post office line mad. So talking with the media people there at North Point Ministries at the Drive Conference, and you know, top of the line CNN studio, media equipment, cameras, switchers, soundboards. The top notch. And, you know, just asking them questions and talking to one of the volunteers. He was telling me about how he gets there at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to get things set up. Was not getting paid for it. But he just has such a diligent servant heart, no matter what. And talking with his media ministry leader, cut across the field, I'm getting too long with it. I asked him, I said, hey, you know, how are y'all able to get this equipment? He said, well, the equipment that you see right now, we're not going to have this equipment in the next 3 to 5 years. We're going to get rid of it and just give it away. And we already have plans for upgrades every 5 to 10 years, every 5 years, really. I was like, what? He was like, yeah. And he did let me know. He said, listen, you know, we plan for vision in every ministry portion of the church at North Point Ministries. He said, because he said, you also have to think about this too. And I told you this earlier, and this is my encouragement to church, to our African-American church. Listen, y'all, the equipment that we need will help us to take the gospel more further. Again, don't frown upon, oh, this costs too much, and why do you need this and why do you need that? Because the equipment that we have now, it may not be usable 5 or 10 years or 20 years down the line. There's a church here in my hometown, Lewis Chapel. They just went through a renovation process. How it used to look, now it's has a more modern day look in the 21st century. And I'm a proponent for churches for if they need to renovate, coming to the 21st century, but also getting the right equipment that you need. So I'm an advocate for for churches, especially African American churches, getting the right equipment so we won't be stuck. Absolutely.
Well, y'all, we will have a further, more length podcast coming up on the Social Media Church Podcast. Please make sure you go check that out. Please also make sure you go check out Brother Rollins and check out all of his clips and his work. And if Brother Rollins, these people of God are saying, you know what, Brother Rollins, you're such an expert, you're such a professional, how can we get in contact with you? Can you share with our group how they can get in contact with you for further details and information?
Well, I am on Facebook. If you just type in Brother Rollins Videos for Christ, that is on the organization page. You can add me as a friend request, type in Brother Rollins or Lewis Rollins II. Type in on Google, Brother Rollins, B-R-O-T-H-A Rollins. Or go to my main website, which is videos, V-I-D-E-O-S, the number 4, Christ.com. And that's where you'll be able to look at more information about what I do. But also for pastors and ministers and churches, if you need social media editing, or if you just need a video recreated and you post on your following, I do that as well too. I will let y'all know this. I don't just edit just for the church. So if you need anything edited, just let me know. But also, if you have audio cassettes and VHS tapes, okay, convert it.
Talk about it.
That's another thing that I've studied
in the
last year or two. Churches and pastors that have that stuff stored in boxes and stuff, I like to work with you in getting that stuff converted.
Yes, sir.
Also, if you have 35 millimeter film slides, if you need some pictures reproduced, because if you have film negatives, don't throw them away. Send them to me, and I will send them back to you through email. And a lot of the digital work that I do through audio cassette conversion, VHS tape conversion, I can send those back as an electronic file so you can preserve those memories. A lot of our content, church-wise, is being sent to these universities where now they have ownership of it.
Talk about it, sir.
They got ownership of it.
Talk about the ownership, man. Talk about it. Talk about
it. I'm gonna be nice, but I'm just saying, you know, we need to have our own, protect our own.
Yes.
I will say this. You have me right here. Yeah. I got to show y'all something. I'm about to get in trouble. See, I got the equipment.
There it is.
Here. Okay. To reproduce things that that's just sitting there because, you know, it's collecting dust. Mm-hmm. And we just need to preserve our our old school media, as I say. And another thing is I'm a proponent also, too, for churches I'm a history buff as well, too. So taking pictures, keeping some archive stuff, you know, I can help you all out with that as well, too. And but DK, I'm so thankful for you to allow me to just come and share with you. I look forward to sharing with you more. And for your audience here, DK is going to be a special guest up on my YouTube channel real soon. So y'all look out on Brother Rollins on YouTube.com. Subscribe to my channel. Like and comment, share some of my videos. And I told DK this earlier. You know, there was a season where I'm editing for sermons for preachers, which I still can do, will do. But now I'm going to be interviewing more pastors and ministers and church leaders around the world to just have a conversations about a lot of things and on how we can, as they say, make the church better.
Amen. So as I close out with this, y'all, Brother Rollins, we give you your flowers, man. We thank you for showing us a way to present the gospel. Brother Rollins is kind of like the offshoot version of a new printing press when he gave us reels because we didn't have reels. So now mm-hmm. we have another interpretation in which we can, you know, ingest the gospel. Mm-hmm. Brother Rollins has worked with some of everybody, some of your best world-renowned preachers in the game, mm-hmm. especially on the southeastern sector of the world. He's worked with them, and he's a good man. And so, Brother Rollins, I want to give you your flowers.
Thank you.
And if y'all need Brother Rollins' service, please, please, somebody in the chat say, man, Brother Rollins is the GOAT. Salute. Yeah. If y'all ever need Donovan Parks, Donovan Parks works for Mount Moriah. He used to use his stuff from way back in the day. So this is what it's about, having these conversations, because y'all don't know who's behind the scenes doing this massive work and getting the gospel out to you. So, Brother Rollins, I want to let you know you are appreciated, brother. You are loved. We thank you for paving the way, for giving us another way for people to experience the gospel, man. Appreciate you, brother.
DK, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely, man.
I want to thank, number one, God, number one, for just using me as his child and his vessel.
Yeah.
But I thank God for all the people that have allowed me to just for a season, and those that for the continued support. I'm going to call the roll just a little bit.
Go for it.
I think about the first people that from day one show support. When I went full time, I'm thinking of preachers like Corey Jones, Paris Smith, Charles Bond, people that have been that I feel like.
Hold on.
Have been,
did you do Charles Bond's when he did the clip when he was in the T-shirt? Did you do that one?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't film it, but I edited it.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Go for it.
I'm gonna tell you something. He's been a faithful day one supporter. I mean, from day one, his support would just, it's always been, it would never die. I think about people like, Reginald Sharp.
Yes.
I'm just still at all, man. He passed on Clay Evans Church, you know. it's just amazing. And, I think about people like Robin Ware. She's one of the top church hospitality teachers of all time. Mm. There was a lady that used to work at a place called Stream of Faith who opened up opportunity for me for a brief season. Her name was Janice Anderson. I think about people like Dr. William E. Flippin, who was my last pastor there in Atlanta, his family. His son, Richard Flippin, when I was a member of Greater Piney Grove, we had a little identity crisis. They thought I was him because they said we looked alike. His entire family has been very supportive. And I'm thankful also to Pastor E. Dewey Smith Jr.
Absolutely.
For opening up an opportunity. My media mentors, Ron and Shayla Epps, Mr. Phil Boyd, and who's been the media ministry leader at Salem Bible Church, with Jackson Williams as the pastor emeritus, and so many others. You know, my home church, Mount Sinai, been very supportive. My pastor, Dr. Joel Johnson, and to many preachers that have just allowed me just to just edit, film them, interview them in the droves. I mean, recently, Christopher Stackhouse, Lewis Chapel Baptist Church in Fayetteville, North Carolina, who eulogized George Floyd in Rayford, Gregory Davis, and even those that just prayed and supported my dear friend Tory Jones and Tory Durham, who's been a great support system to me, and all the viewers and subscribers down through the years, and to all the preachers and stuff. Preachers, holler at me. I need some work.
Are you looking for a simple, seamless way to raise funds and support your ministry's mission? Meet DonorBox Ministry Matters, the ultimate fundraising solution tailored specifically for the needs of nonprofits like yours. DonorBox Ministry Matters has got you covered. With their intuitive online donation platform, you can easily connect with your supporters and streamline your fundraising efforts like never before. Picture this: effortless donation management, customizable donation forms to match your ministry's branding, and robust reporting tools to track your progress, all in one user-friendly interface. DonorBox Ministry Matters goes beyond just raising funds. It empowers you to cultivate stronger relationships with your donors, engage your community, and amplify your impact. Whether you're a small nonprofit or a large church, DonorBox Ministry Matters is the partner you need to take your fundraising to the next level. Visit DonorBox.org today to learn more and start making a difference with DonorBox Ministry Matters. That's DonorBox.org.
Hey, y'all, if y'all can't find me, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sending all additional requests to Brother Rollins, not because he need my little extra leftovers, but because I think that's what you do. When you just share the wealth, and God is going to give you more because you're willing to give other people opportunities, and the opportunities are coming. I'm a giver like that. I don't have time for that. I'm just here to help people build the kingdom of God in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So, Brother Rollins, thank you so much. Y'all make sure y'all follow Brother Rollins. This is your boy DK Hammonds, serving, leading, and connecting people to their destiny, the digital theologian with Brother Rollins. We'll see y'all later.